Hi, this is Greg with your Oklahoma Men's Clinic. If you struggle when you snuggle, don't delay. Call us today, 405-266-3000. That's 266-3000. Or schedule your free phone consultation on the web at okcmen.com. That's okcmen.com.
Rick and Brad
on the Cat.
Well, I love talking to Bill Engvall, one of my favorite guys. He's always an interesting conversation, and even more so now because he has announced that he is going out on his farewell tour. Couple of shows in Oklahoma on the itinerary already. On September 24th, he's going to be at the Choctaw Casino in Grant, Oklahoma. And on April 1st of 2022, he'll be at the Tulsa Theater in Tulsa. And hopefully some more shows in Oklahoma City area show hopefully will be added to that. But he also has a new TV show called Blue Collar Auction that is premiering on Peacock's Circle TV. And Bill is on the phone to talk to us. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How's everything in Oklahoma City? You know, I got to tell you, when I look back over my career, I've had some of my most memorable moments in Oklahoma City area.
Well, we love having you here. Again, I'm a little surprised that we don't have a date for the Oklahoma City area yet, but hopefully that'll happen because I know you're going to tour through next year, which, by the way, I want to make a prediction here. You're going to be like Motley Crue. You're going to go out on the road. You're going to do this big farewell tour, and then in 2 years, you're going to be tired of your wife being on your ass laying around the house, and you're going to come back all fat and have to get in shape to go back out on the road because you just miss it so much.
Well, you know, listen, I can't tell you what's going to happen. I just know that right now it's at this point in this juncture in my life, it's time. And the shows are great. I'm healthy. My wife's healthy. The family's good. And so I just want to, you know, I want to spend some time with them that I haven't been able to do over the years. But just because I've been chasing that brass ring and, you know, I'm one of the few people that can say I caught it. And I always said that when it was time, I want to go out the way I want to go out, and this is the way to do it.
You know, it's interesting. You watched that documentary about Joan Rivers, and we talked to Joan several times through the years, and I always admired her career. But she continued working because she wanted to continue to live a lifestyle that she really needed income to support. There's a sadness there on a certain level. Like, I get it. I appreciate the fact she was able to continue working as long as she did, but it also kind of made me sad that, like, here she was in her late 70s, and she was still having to tour around and go through that grind of what you have to do. So I get it. I totally get why you would want to not have to deal with that anymore.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's, boy, you just hit the nail on the head. I don't want to ever do this because I have to. I want to do it because I want to, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to do it for 42 years. And like you said, who knows what's going to happen? Nobody can predict the future, but as it is right now, and I'll still, like this Blue Collar Auction TV show I'm doing, I'll still be doing stuff like that. It's just the road work, because the road really takes it out of you.
Did COVID play into this at all? Like, I know that, I mean, on one hand, you could argue that it would have done the opposite because you've been stuck at home. But now that you see, like, because you're going back out now, you're out on the road now, you see all the things that, all the hoops you've got to jump through to be able to go out and just perform and do the thing that you do. And that's just one more element of what's already a grind to have to go out and do it. And so I wonder if that didn't play even a subconscious part of, I just am tired of dealing with the grind of it. You know, people say, I don't get paid for the hour or 2 hours or whatever I'm on stage. I get paid for the other 23 or 22 hours in the day. And I get it. And so I'm not demeaning the performance itself. But
No. You make a very valid point, and I can tell you honestly that COVID played a huge part in my decision, because I realized that I was going to be okay. And then when I was having my first show back, I wasn't real excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, then that's when I knew. I said, all right, it's time for you to stop.
Yeah, I get it. And it does seem kind of whiny to complain about, like, oh, that's all you have to worry about is that it's harder for you to get on an airplane or whatever. But at the same time, if that's what you do for a living and you have to do it multiple times a week, it's a grind, man.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just one more thing.
Well, and I would tell you, this, not to get all morbid here, but
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob No. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
my biggest fear was dying on the road.
I
know,
get
you're
that
in
too.
Some hotel, yeah. And nobody really knows what happened, and you know, it's like it just. And listen, I've been really fortunate. I've had the greatest. And by the way, you know, guys like yourself of the radio, I can't tell you how much you have affected my career and promoted my career over the years. And I want to. I just don't want to leave with a bitter taste in my mouth. And like the shows I've done so far have been great. They've been fun. The audience has been crazy good. And that's the way you want to go out, yeah. With, you know, as the old phrase saying, leave them wanting more.
Have you talked to Jeff about this? Like, what? Because Jeff has continued to work. He's slowed down, but he's continued to work. I don't know if he's touring right now, but like, what was his advice to you about deciding to hang it up?
Actually, I have not talked to Jeff in over a year. You know, he's got a grandbaby now too. He's got stuff, but I know he's going back out on tour, and I think Larry's going out too. But you know, and listen, I wish him all the best. Good luck with it. I hope you do. It's everything you want it to be. It's just for me, I know that, you know, I had to come to this decision on my own.
It's funny because, and I hate to compare these two things, but I'm going to anyway. I think about the people that we've lost. I've lost some people that I really thought highly of in the entertainment world over the last couple of years, and I think about it, I always make the comment, I don't like the fact that now I'm living in a world where John Prine's not alive anymore, Tom Petty's not around anymore, and I think this about you, and I don't mean it sounds more morbid than it really is, but the fact
I get it.
Always knew that you were out on the road and that you'd be coming around again and we would talk again, and like the fact that like you're deciding like, you know, it's my time to go ahead and stop. I love the fact that you're doing it on your terms and the way you want to do it, but there's a sadness in me that's like, oh, well, you know, Bill won't be coming through once a year anymore.
Well, listen, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
There's aspects of this business I love and I miss. And when the simple fact that I can come to Oklahoma City and 2,000 people who worked hard for their money will elect to spend it on my ticket. That does not go, you know, I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
And the fact is, I always want to give them a good show. And so I said, you know what, let's do it one more time, and then we'll see where the chips fall.
Well, I love talking to you every time you're around, and if you do get a show scheduled in the Oklahoma City area, let's be sure and talk again. But I'm glad to talk to you about it. Like I said, I don't want to sound too morbid about it, but there's a sadness about it for me, but I'm also really happy that you're going to go do what you want to do, including Blue Collar Auction, which premieres Friday night on the Peacock Network.
Yeah, this is a cool little show, fun show. It's basically a like the title says, a blue collar man or woman's auction. You don't got to be a millionaire to bid on stuff. We've sold everything from a GTO to a dress that Mae West wore in a movie to weird stuff that people bring in, like a wagon train that was bought in a carved wagon train.
You're right.
It was bought at a Penny Marshall auction. You know, it was like. It's a really fun show. And, you know, the thing I love about it is the seller tells us what they want to get for it, but that may be what they don't get. They don't get
right.
that, you know,
right.
It doesn't matter what we think it's worth. It's what the people buying it are thinking it's worth.
Well, if you want to watch Blue Collar Auction, it premieres Friday night on Peacock's Circle TV. Bill, I always love talking to you, and I
love you, brother. I appreciate everything. Listen, and I hope you understand, and I mean it from the heart. I really appreciate all the stuff you've done for me over the years.
We appreciate you, man. And I'm got my fingers crossed this won't be the last time we talk, because you're going to do a show here and we're going to talk again. So hopefully we'll talk soon.
Oh, I'm sure we got to come to OKC.
All right, buddy. Take care, Bill.
All right.
It's Bill Engvall. The new show is Blue Collar TV. It premieres Friday on Peacock's Circle TV. And he's out on the road on his farewell tour. It is called Here's Your Sign, It's Finally Time, and he's playing the Choctaw Casino on September 24th, and he'll be at the Tulsa Theater, formerly the Brady Theater in Tulsa, on April 1st of next year, and I'm sure that there'll be a show added for the OKC area. It's Rick and Brad Radio. Let's take a break. We'll be back in just a minute on The Cat.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.